Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The NFL world is changing beneath our feet. We'll talk about it in one moment, but Pittsburgh. Your generosity, it amazes us every year. Thanks to all of you, we are able to provide over 268,000 meals for the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank through our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Thank you to our friends at Spitzer Toyota, Bellevue Associates Wealth Management, Hampton Beer Outlet, Pittsburgh Regional Transit, Dollar Bank, and Wiggle Whiskey for their support in making that happen. You can still support by purchasing a Feeding All Yin shirt from our friends at Steel City, or you can still donate by texting NEED to 50155. Yesterday was fabulous. Just a round of applause to everyone in our Odyssey family for all the work that they did yesterday. Amy and Amanda here on site. I know Kale was here all day doing social media stuff. Everyone who was on the air, everyone behind the scenes, all of our great sponsors. 268,000 meals is really something to be proud of. And Pittsburgh, you done good yesterday.
Yes, sir.
You done good.
Yes, sir.
And the Steelers have done good now, Doran Dickerson. So the kickoff return rule has been approved. Last year was the lowest kickoff return rate in NFL history. So they've passed the new rule. Here is the Reader's Digest version. The kicking team's going to kick off from the 35. Players on the kicking team will line up at the opponent's 40. Those players cannot move to cover the return until the ball either lands in the designated landing zone or is caught by the return man. Yesterday we talked about it. I hated it. I thought this was something nobody's asking for. Like, I didn't get inundated with a lot of complaints from fans last year, Doran. Oh, God, we got to fix the kickoff. Nobody seemed to care. I don't know that a lot of players seemed to care. So yesterday, I hated it. Now I love it. Why? Because it benefits my team, because the Steelers signed Cordarrelle Patterson to a 2-year deal. He is quite literally the best kickoff return man in NFL history. He's got 9 career kickoff returns for touchdowns. No one has ever returned more. Doran, this was brilliant business by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Brilliant business, and obviously Arthur Smith is very familiar with him and coaching him in Atlanta. And Cordarrelle Patterson, I mean, he's been a dynamic player for a long time, and it's not just kick returns, but I do love that the Steelers – acted on this behalf because of the whole rule. I mean, you could kind of link both together if you don't want to believe it, but Cordarrelle Patterson, he does add another element to the game, but he also has the ability to play running back. He has the ability to play wide receiver. He can give you an element on offense alongside of being that top dog at kick returner. I love the signing. I tweeted it yesterday. Absolutely love it. I know he's a little bit older now, but I don't see anything that is detracting from this signing for the Pittsburgh Steelers that is in a negative way. If you just want to look at him as a kick returner, fine. He's going to do very well at that. But if you want to use him on offense and being a third running back, he's going to be your third running back.
Yeah, he will be. And even if he were just a kick returner, this would be a good move.
Yes.
He returned 9 kicks and 7 kicks in each of the last 2 years, respectively, because nobody's returning kicks anymore. In 2020, he returned 35 kicks. Back when you were still returning kickoffs, he had over 1,000 yards on those 35 returns. That is unreal. His career average is 29 yards a return. Now that the return will be back in the fold, and we'll talk to Doug Whaley about this at 9 o'clock because the XFL really started this bad boy here. Now that kickoffs are back, you have signed the best possible option to help you here. And I think it's a brilliant piece of business, Doran, because my guess is, and this is an educated guess, they probably had this contract all worked out, and they probably told Mr. Patterson here, look, if the rule changes, we'll take you. If the rule doesn't change, we're sorry, we won't. The day the rule comes down, they sign that guy. That's brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
That is, hey, we don't know what this is going to be like. We think it's going to be like this. They could have signed him just thinking this would happen. No. They waited until it did happen.
Love it.
Omar Khan's doing a great job. They're doing a great job. Now, to your point about using him on offense, last year with Arthur Smith, it wasn't great offensively. He only averaged 3.6 yards per carry. He didn't catch the ball a lot. But the year prior, in 2022, he had over 100 receiving yards. That's not a lot, but still he did. And he had nearly 700 yards rushing. So this is a guy that wasn't a principal point of the offense, but played 13 games and still had nearly 800 yards of total offense. Maybe they can tap more into that. And worst case scenario is he's your third running back. Best case scenario is he's a great kickoff return guy that you can move around as a chess piece.
Yeah, he's a chess piece. Exactly right. I mean, you could do so many different things personnel-wise with him if you do want to use him on offense. I mean, he could be your sixth wide receiver. He could be your third running back, and he could be your one returner. So, like, you're hitting a lot of areas with your team with just one guy, and a guy that, you know, in the one spot that he is very good at is probably arguably the best at doing that. So, now you know, this isn't the sexiest move for offense. I know that people are going to be like, oh, well, just read off the stats, what he's done last year, but it does add an element to your receiving and running back room that it creates depth.
Well, and they were bad, very bad on offense last year. They have been bad on offense the last 3 or 4 years. And so, okay, you think you're improving that with Russell Wilson. If Justin Fields would have to go in there, you still think you're improving that. You think you're improving that with Arthur Smith. But you also need to win the hidden yardage game. Like, when you are a run the ball and play defense outfit, and that's what Mike Tomlin's going to want to do, you sign a punter who doesn't suck like your last 8 punters have. And that helps you in the hidden yardage category. And you bring in a guy that's averaged 29 yards a kickoff return. And one of the other parts of this rule is if the ball lands in the end zone, the touchback brings it to the 30. So there is an incentive to kick the ball in that designated landing zone. He's going to help you. If he is even close to what he's been in the past, Doran, you're talking about knocking off an extra first down you're going to have to get per drive, probably.
I mean, he's a fast player, but he's a bigger guy. I mean, he's like 6'2", 225 pounds. I mean, just basically built almost the same as myself. So he's a bigger guy, but he's a savvy runner. Like, he's fast, I get it, but I don't see him losing a step because of how savvy he is and how much he understands the lanes of running whenever mm-hmm. he does run kickoff returns. Now, maybe breaking out and breaking away speed can go and be diminished. He's not going to have Calvin Austin speed. He's not going to have, you know, even Devin Hester speed anymore. But the savviness and how he does operate, if you do watch him, like, throw on some clips on YouTube today after the show and watch how savvy he is, how he guides his way through those mm-hmm. lanes. He's not going
to
lose that.
And he's tough to bring down.
Yes.
And to your point, I think that's really well said. Like, Antoine Randle was a really good return man. As a guy like that gets older, he's going to lose a step.
Right.
He's not going to be a great return man anymore. Allen Rossum, guys like that, they're going to lose a step. They don't return it as well anymore. You mentioned the savviness. He's also just tough to bring down.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to change because he's a little bit older. He's still going to be strong. It's a great move. And I did not, when Major League Baseball was coming up with the idea to just have the designated hitter over the course of the full league, I was against that. Not because it wasn't good for baseball. I've always been pro DH. I think it's just more visually appealing. But I didn't want it to come into the National League because the Pirates weren't going to spend money on a designated hitter. It didn't benefit my club. I didn't like this rule. Now that it benefits my club, I do. Because I'm a fan, and I'm allowed to feel that way. I'm allowed to move the goalpost if it winds up helping my football team. And I do think that this does. Art Rooney II spoke yesterday also about another rule change. That's the hip drop tackle.
Just from your perspective, how important was it to get the hip drop tackle banned from the game? Well, as you may recall, you know, we lost Le'Veon Bell for a whole season because of a tackle like that way back. And so, you know, we've had concerns about it for a while now. I think, you know, the biggest question is, you know, our officials have a hard enough job, and it is a hard foul to call. So it'll be interesting to see how it gets called. But there's no question it's dangerous. Can be a dangerous play.
Yeah, sure. It can be a dangerous play. He did hit on the big issue here, which is how it's going to be officiated. He also brought up Le'Veon Bell, and that's true. He did get hurt by Vontaze Burfict on the sideline by a hip drop tackle. But this isn't something players have asked for. This is not something that fans have asked for. This is something the competition committee came up with that then the owners rubber stamp because the owners don't want to see their investments get hurt. But I saw a clip circulating on social media yesterday, Dorn, that made me, as far as sports are concerned, it made me panic. Think about way back when. 'Twas the year 2000, Doran Dickerson. Y2K, are we all going to die? It was Super Bowl 34. Kevin Dyson of the Tennessee Titans was tackled by Mike Jones.
Mm-hmm.
1 yard short of the goal line.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Who?
Mike Jones.
Never heard that saying. I guess that went over your head.
No, that's a pop culture reference, right?
Okay. Yeah, who?
Mm-hmm. Mike Jones.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Go ahead, sorry.
There's like 30 people out there that get that, right? Or are there more than that?
There's more.
Okay. So there's like 30 people out there who don't, and I'm one of those?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Who?
Mike Jones.
See, I get it. So he comes 1 yard short. It's one of the most famous plays in Super Bowl, one of the most famous plays in NFL history. And I don't think that was a hip drop tackle, but it was almost a hip drop tackle. And I am wondering if you go back to 2000, if the same rules were on the books, what would have happened?
Different outcome.
I think they might throw a flag. Tennessee lives for another play, and maybe, just maybe, they win the Super Bowl. And it was not a hip drop, but it was close enough that if it's a point of emphasis, I can see that hanky coming out. They got to be careful here. They got to be big-time careful here. There is no way that this will be adjudicated correctly 100% of the time. There will be tackles that are not hip drops that are called. They probably won't miss the ones that are close, but they're going the gray area. If there's any doubt, Doran, they're going to throw a flag. And I think we are going to see in massive games, massive moments, this is going to change the course of NFL history.
No doubt. There's no doubt about it. But I think that you could have a clear vision if they were to put this rule in place and talk to the officials in the people calling the games, that if somebody does leave their feet, that's whenever it is a flag. If you're along for the ride is what I call it. So like if somebody hops on somebody's like around somebody's waist and their feet come in the air, like you're like kind of like sliding down a slide, but you kind of ole yourself up in the air, I think that that's whenever you could throw it. But if your feet are still attached to the ground, then I don't think that should be hip drop tackle. I don't know the ins and outs really of this rule. I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking in my mind that if you want to make it a clear cut and actually throw a flag, it's whenever somebody's feet do go in the air while they're along for the ride around somebody else's.
I like that because it does take the gray area out of it. Okay, feet are in the air.
Yes.
Flag. I don't know that they would still get that right, though.
I know. I mean, because it's such a bang-bang and it's in the moment.
Just find guys. Just find them. We don't need flags. Just find them.
I'd like to say this before we head to the next segment. Art Rooney, Art II yesterday did say that he initially didn't like the new kickoff rule.
Mm-hmm.
And then he saw that everybody was voting for it, so he was like, okay, fine. This is the direction it's going in. I'm going to vote for it. It's funny that happened like that because he probably got a call from Omar saying, hey, we're going to get Cordarrelle Patterson, one of the best returners. We want this rule. Okay, bang, I'm on board.
And Danny Smith was championing the rule, the Steelers special teams coach. Let's actually get into that more in detail coming up next. And also, for a guy that's absolutely concerned about PR, Art Rooney II, I'm really surprised by another answer that he gave, Doran. We'll talk about those things coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Armstrong Comfort with Matt Mertz Plumbing. You can text us, though we can't read them, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Got a little something in my nose there.
Woo! Good? You good?
You ever have the, you have to sneeze, but it's not really a sneeze. It's like an itch and a tickle in the nose.
Yeah, your hair.
It is the hair, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Kalis, you have nose hairs yet?
Yes.
Do you pluck them?
No.
You just let the mustache grow into it. No one can tell the difference. That's usually my play.
Actually, no, I do. I try to trim them.
Mm. Oh, do you have one of those stick it up in the nostril kind of deals?
Yes.
Yeah. I have one of those. I don't like that either, though.
Why?
It tickles my inner nose. Gosh. It does. I would rather pluck and get tears in my eyes.
Really?
Than go. Yeah, it may. I do not. Like my daughter, like she'll stick a piece of grass up my nose because I've done that to her. It tickle. I hate that feeling. It's like one of my least favorite feelings. Yeah. I've lived a charmed life.
Yeah.
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 Ray Fittipaldi going to join us at 8 o'clock on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. You mentioned this at the... It is tickling me! I feel the hair! Anyway, you mentioned this at the end of the last segment, Doran Dickerson, that Art Rooney II was opposed to this kickoff rule passing. Then... he licked his finger, stuck it up in the breeze, found out that everyone else was going to pass this thing through, and so he said, yeah, we were initially against it, but then we saw how it was going to go, so we decided to support it. That, dude, that is so weak. That is lame sauce is what that is, Doran. That is such a dorky-ass thing. What, for the shield? Is that what it's for? We need to all look unified here. We need to make this thing look unanimous. That's so lame to me. It's going to pass either way. If you don't like it, say you don't like it. I don't get it, man.
Well, I just told you why he passed, or he voted to pass it, ultimately.
I don't think that's what it is.
You don't think that's what it is? That he got a call like, hey, we're going to sign one of the best kick returners. We're going to want this rule.
No,
I mean, because it was going to pass regardless, I guess. But I guess he was just like, you know what? I just felt a way at first, and then I saw that it would benefit me, and I was like, you know what? Hey. Hey, might as well. It's going to pass anyway, so I might as well vote for it.
I think they had this deal in place with Cordarrelle Patterson that if it passed, they'd sign him. If it didn't pass, they wouldn't sign him. And I think that Art knew that the whole time. I just think he wanted to make it look good for the NFL. Hey, we all approve this thing. It's a radical rule change. We all approve it.
I mean, it doesn't really matter, though, if he was on the other side or not.
It's just weird to me. It's just stand on principle, Art. If you are a traditionalist, and we know him to be one, if you've got lead feet, and we know that he does, and you want to be conservative, and we know that he is, just stand by it. It's going to pass either way. And, okay, here's another thing. If it's going to pass either way, and then you've put your support behind it, Why come out publicly and said you didn't like it to begin with? It is very odd for me. But the bigger issue is what he had to say, Doran Dickerson, about the
NFLPA.
NFLPA, thank you. I'm so focused on nose hairs, I could not find my notes. So here's what he had to say about that NFLPA player survey that came out. Quote, "It doesn't get presented to us. It gets presented to the media. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a media opportunity for the Players Association as opposed to a serious effort of constructive criticism." Look, these are surveys that go out. Players fill them out. Like, we've talked about this. This isn't players bitching, moaning, and complaining at the Southside facility every single day of the week. This is, they're given a survey, as everybody is at work. They fill it out honestly, and then the grades come out. So whether it's public or not, the biggest issue I have with him saying what he did yesterday, Doran, is this. He didn't change the facility. He didn't get a better daycare service from one year to the next when it was public. He had all the information. The survey last year, the grades were similar to the survey grades this year. He didn't do anything. Whether it's public or internal, you still didn't act, man. I think this is a bad look for Art Rooney II.
Is he basically saying that I haven't had one player or one admin or one coach come to me and voice their opinion about our facility, and that's why I don't really pay attention to it? Is that what I'm reading out of this?
He might be, but the players, in my opinion, might be feeling like they don't have to do it because they could do it anonymously because they're going to fill out the survey.
What player would ever go to Art II and bitch and moan about the the facility?
Right.
Not one.
Do you think a single player is even going to go to Mike Tomlin and do that?
No.
Do you think a single player is going to go to Omar Khan and do that?
No.
You think they're even going to bitch to Burt Lauten about that?
They're not going to even do that. It just because they're just not going to, like, they're not going to just take it upon themselves to go upstairs, knock on Art or Mike or Burt or Omar's office and be like, you know what? This weight room, it sucks. Now, whenever you're presented the opportunity to actually answer an honest question or answer an honest evaluation, whenever you're handed a packet or you're sent an email to fill out this survey, it's a must fill out for the NFLPA. Okay, I'll sit here and I'll fill it out and I'll answer honestly.
Yes.
But I'm not going to take time out of my day to go upstairs or tell the coach the facility is bad. Like, that's not what's going on with this whole situation. It's an honest evaluation that was presented by the NFLPA that everybody's going to answer honestly.
Yes.
And that's kind of where the Steelers are at. And like you said, 2 years in a row, it's basically been the same. And you know it's out there. Like, you know that this is what the players are saying.
Yeah, I don't care if it's public or private. When that's the feedback that you get from the grades, do what you can to rectify the situation. And it was public. And then year over year, no changes were made. And so it really shouldn't matter the how, it just should happen. And you're right about that, the anonymous portion of this. My old company, we had to fill out a survey every year. We do it here. Mm-hmm. My old company, there was stuff. Like I gave Odyssey Pittsburgh glowing marks, Doran. But at my old place of business, I did not. And there was crap that I was going to put anonymously that I was not going to walk into my boss's office and say to his face, because I don't need that guy to be a vindictive jerk off about it. Like, if you are Connor Hayward and you say, we have better weightlifting facilities at Michigan State, and you say that to Mike Tomlin, you look like such a dork.
Yes.
But if presented the opportunity to answer anonymously and give your real thoughts, you're going to answer honestly. I don't know why this is such like a trigger point for Art Rooney II, but like, man, just upgrade the facilities and move on. You want to save face from a public perception standpoint? It shouldn't be, well, this thing is a NFLPA media creation. No. Don't say stuff like that. Just fix the problem.
Well, what's going to happen is, you know how whenever you buy a new house, you have to get a home inspection? And you have to get people to come in to test the different things in your house, maybe the mold or whatever. This is what's going to happen. They're going to get all the data, the NFLPA is, and they're going to make it mandated that every team around the league has to have quality facilities and or have to renovate or update their facilities to a certain level And if you don't meet that requirement, there's going to be a ding, whether it's a draft pick or whatever it is.
Fines.
But that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, that's why it is. You're right about that. That's why it's public, is because in the next collective bargaining agreement, they're going to try to shoehorn something like that in. Art, just do it, man. You got the
money.
I bet
you he does this time.
I've been told that, yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah.
And I think public pressure is the reason why it's happening, which is why one of the other reasons why the NFLPA wants it out there. All right, coming up next, there is a ton of NFL news that dropped yesterday. A ton. My favorite story, I think the divorce rate is about to go up around this country. And I'm going to blame the NFL for it. Tell you why. Next!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here! Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Divorce rate's about to go up around the country. I think the NFL's to blame, Doran Dickerson. Now, the Steelers played on Christmas Eve 2 years ago. It was the Kenny Pickett to George Pickens, Franco Harris game, the celebration of the Immaculate Reception. And I remember the game's on, and I'm trying to wrap presents with my wife, and, well, I was less than focused on the wrapping. Now the NFL has announced they're going to play two games on Christmas. And the way this is going to work is Christmas is a Wednesday. They'll have two games. Those teams will have played the Saturday before. So you'll get a Saturday game and a Wednesday game. That way it's the same exact rest from a Thursday game or a Sunday game to a Thursday game. Initially, I thought this is terrible for player safety and the league's all about player safety. No, it's going to be just like a Thursday game. Do you like games on Christmas?
I think Christmas is for the NBA, but I don't mind it. Like, I love more sports because I'm not, like, you have Christmas Day and you're waking up and you're doing your things and you're with your family. And then after that, it's like, okay, your kids are playing with whatever and you're doing, and then you're kind of sitting around and you're waiting for family to come over and you're waiting to eat and do things like that. Like, I am okay with having football on throughout that day while I'm cooking or while I'm hosting or while I'm traveling to somebody's house, to not have to, honestly, have dialogue with anybody. Honestly. Like, I mean, that gives you a reason to, like, okay, I'm going to the other room to watch the game. Like, I don't have to sit here at the table and talk the whole entire time. Like, we know what we're talking
about.
Yes,
you need, like, an escape.
I just saw you yesterday.
Yeah. You can also say I have to watch this for work.
Yeah.
For us, that works out quite conveniently.
Right.
Are you guys ready? Callis, are you ready? Get ready to clip this. This is a massive hot take, boys. My number one holiday has always been a distant number one, Thanksgiving. Christmas has now overtaken Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Because both days are great. Thanksgiving, it's family. It's the food. Christmas, there's family. There's food. Christmas also has gifts. Thanksgiving doesn't. But Thanksgiving had something better than gifts. It had football. Christmas now has football. Christmas is the number one holiday now in the power rankings for me, Doran. And the great thing is, it's not going to be, and this year they were good, but it's not going to have to be the Lions that get shoehorned in. A lot of times you get some bad football on Thanksgiving. this is going to be good football because these are four teams that are going to be handpicked to play on this day, and they ain't giving us clunkers, man.
And it's probably going to matter.
Mm-hmm. You know, because it's late in the season. Oh, Christmas number one?
Halloween still.
Oh, yeah. You're weird that way.
Yeah.
Callis, what's the number one holiday? Has this changed things for you?
No.
Okay.
It's always been Christmas.
Oh, you've always liked Christmas?
Ironically, I've never paid attention to sports on holidays. So.
Really?
Really?
Not even football, no.
What? You work here. You love sports. Well, that's bizarre to me.
You don't watch sports on holidays?
Not really. Actually, I think this was the first year, just because of the nature of this job, like Crowley said, where I tried to force football.
You have to clear your throat a little bit there, Cal.
Yeah. I had to force football onto TV, and my sister and my mom were not having it.
What?
Hmm.
If I am anywhere, it doesn't even have to be my family. It could be the in-laws, and there's sports on a holiday. I'm turning that bleep on.
Yeah, I'm sitting on the couch.
Yes.
Yes, and just kicking back.
Yes, you want to talk to me, you come find me. I'll be in front of the TV watching sports.
Yeah.
They wanted to watch the National Dog Show.
You can do both. National Dog Show is first.
That's tough.
You were watching the replay of the National Dog Show, and for that I am sorry. All right, a couple of other NFL storylines that I wanted to get to here in this segment. Bucky Brooks has J.J. McCarthy as QB2 or QB3, and he's not alone. Are you buying this, that J.J. McCarthy is looked at in higher regard in NFL circles than Drake May is?
No, I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, too, and Jim Harbaugh is the one that really planted this seed. Jim Harbaugh saying that he's the best quarterback in the draft, hands down, and knowing that Jim Harbaugh coached him to a national championship a couple months ago, he planted this seed, and now everybody's like, well, what does Jim Harbaugh know? Like, is he onto something? Okay, well, we used our eyes, and we saw that J.J. McCarthy was a product of his environment, but maybe we're missing something. I think people are enamored now by J.J. McCarthy, but it'll definitely be an overdraft.
If J.J. McCarthy is drafted ahead of Drake May, it will be the next coming of Trubisky drafted ahead of Mahomes.
Yep.
I'm not saying Drake May is going to be as good as Mahomes, but I do happen to think Drake May is going to be a much better NFL quarterback than J.J. McCarthy. If Jim Harbaugh really believed that strongly in J.J. McCarthy, why did he run the ball 35 straight times against Penn State? Why did he have him complete 8 passes in the national championship game? You really think that guy's that special? Then you have him be the driving force behind your football team. And I realized they were good in a way that was overwhelming. Fine. But if you believe in him that strongly, you let him be the principal reason why you win football games. And he didn't, because he felt like he was going to screw it up. That's what I believe. It is smokescreen season.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no way NFL teams have that guy graded higher than Jaden Daniels or Drake May or Caleb Williams. No freaking way. One more NFL story. Dak Prescott going to play the 2024 year on his current deal. Could be a free agent after the season, Doran. I'm saying it right now. There's a non-0% chance that he's the Steelers' starting quarterback in 2025. I wouldn't put a high percentage on it, but there's a non-0% chance that he's the starting quarterback next year.
There's a negative 0% chance that he's the starting quarterback of the Pittsburgh Steelers next year.
Well, Russ is old, and you don't necessarily know about Justin Fields yet.
Do you know how much money he's going to command?
A lot.
There's no way. He's not that good either.
What?
He's okay.
I think he's very good.
For what? What is he getting you? What has he gotten him?
I think it's tough to win in Dallas. I equate that to winning in Toronto in the NHL.
So now you're making excuses? I mean, the guy's making $50-some million, but it's tough to win in Dallas.
I am making excuses on behalf of the next great Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, Dak Prescott.
There's absolutely no chance.
I say that with tongue fairly firmly placed in my cheek. I'm just saying, if this concoction that they got in the quarterback room does not work out this year, they're still probably going to be a middle-of-the-pack team because that's just what Mike Tomlin does.
Wait, are you being serious right now?
I'm telling you there's a non-0% chance. I'd probably put it at like 2%, like milk. But I think that there is a chance that he could be the Steelers' starting quarterback next year, yeah. You can react on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, if you'd like to yell at me there. You can also call in at 412-928-9370. Just 2%, that's it. Just 2%, but there's a chance.
Yeah, there's 2% chance that Ben Roethlisberger will come out of retirement, too.
I put that at like 1.5%. Coming up next, if Pittsburgh fans were holding out hope for something, it sounds like you can put those hopes to bed. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Penguins winners last night 4-1. First of all, coming up in 10 minutes, there's an outlet that says the Steelers have had a bad offseason. And we got to talk about that. All right, back to our scheduled hockey talk. So the Penguins win 4-1. Crosby scores a goal. Jesse Puljujarvi, he's an interesting guy for them. So he scores a goal, but they're still 10 points out of a playoff spot. That's not going to be fun to talk about, so we won't. But Jake Guentzel was back in town. They honored him with a video. Seemed like he got a little emotional. They did a really good job with the video. And I think there was some AI mixed in there. It doesn't matter. Well, Guentzel talked to the media after the game, and he was asked about the last few weeks in Pittsburgh and how things went.
Well, I mean, my intention was to stay, but they just thought there was a better direction to go a different way, and it's out of my hands, so it's not my choice.
So it sounded like Daffy Duck to begin there. No offense, Jake Guentzel. So some people, and I talked about this way back when before the deadline, have thought, okay, Guentzel leaves, you trade him, you get that return. Maybe he'll want to come back to Pittsburgh on July 1st for free agency. Well, in that answer, you could feel the hurt, you know, after the Daffy Duck stuff. You could feel the hurt, and he went on to say in the interview he loves it in Carolina. Folks, he's not coming back. They clearly didn't want him. They don't want to pay the money that it's going to cost to compete with teams in free agency to keep him around. And it sounds like his feelings were hurt. If you are holding out hope that Jake Guentzel will one day be a Pittsburgh Penguin again, and you were getting all nostalgic yesterday with that video, I'm here to tell you, it ain't happening.
I mean, kind of knew it the whole time. I mean, he felt spurned. You could just tell. Like, I just, the way that it went down and what they got for him, it just seemed like it wasn't an unnecessary move, but in my mind, like, it's like you are the same team and you're probably going to be the same team moving forward with or without him. Like, I felt like they just moved him just to move him. That's how I feel. And I think that's how he probably felt as well. Like, he still could be here right now.
I think that's what he felt. I think if you could redo everything, like, you go back 3 or 4 years, I think, you know, with the ability to have hindsight here, you would rather have Jake Guentzel than the current version of Evgeny Malkin. And so maybe that's the folly here, is you should have included Jake Guentzel in a core three of Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang. Those are your three. Malkin is not the same guy anymore. And he's not being paid as the guy that he was before, but he's still not even close to that. I would rather have Jake Guentzel than him.
There's no doubt.
I'd also not want to pay Jake Guentzel at 30 years old $10 million a season if that's what the going rate's going to be. If he hits free agency and he winds up getting 10, 11 million bucks, I would rather, because the roster is so bad, spread that money around and find a way to augment multiple lines than have Guentzel back at that cost, and then it prohibit you from being able to do other things.
You wouldn't want him as that transition piece for the future?
Well, let me ask Jake. Jake, would you like to be a transition piece for the future?
Oh, yeah, I mean,
sounds like me when the edibles kick in.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
We make fun of, now he definitely doesn't want to come back.
No.
He's probably listening right now. He is actually a pretty well-spoken guy. Like, when he broke into the league, he was tough. It would give you absolutely nothing. A friendly guy would give you nothing. He's better now. You could tell in this, though, that he was struggling with what he wanted to say here.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
I can't play it. I can't play it enough.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
All right. Coming up next, one outlet thinks the Steelers had the worst offseason so far of any team in the AFC North. Why? We'll get into it next. Fan Weather's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.